This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yeah. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, you smell something.
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. You have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. Now, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend on the air with me. Whether it's, I don't know, texting, tweeting, getting involved. You know, there is truly is so much going on out there that it's next to impossible. I mean, really, next to impossible to keep up with it all. Well, I think it's really funny because some of you really believe that all I do is sit around all day and try to come up with, you know, whatever. Doesn't work that way. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And so apparently Joey B says, we don't know what those things were in the sky that we shot down. And I don't believe that China, frankly, was gathering information. Those were privately owned balloons. Does anybody believe them anymore? No, come on. In all sincerity, does anybody really believe him anymore? Oh, yeah, let's not forget. Now, look, I'm not making fun of this person because he's not the same party as me and I don't like him. And I don't like him. But the reality is that he's in bad health. The Democrats have gotten into this habit now to find people that it's like anybody. If it's a warm body, let's get him in there. And Joey B being a great example of all that. But several physicians weighed in after Pennsylvania Democrat Senator John Fetterman. His health is, he's been in bad shape since day one. I don't understand this. I don't understand how they keep letting this happen. They obviously don't care in the least, and I mean this sincerely, they don't care in the least as to what's going on with his health. Anything to get him, or to have him, to get him, to do whatever, to get him, keep him in office. Keep that warm vote. Gotta do that. I'm sorry, I don't get it. That's the problem. I really just don't get it. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. That is the way it works. So they weighed in on where he's at right now because he checked himself back into the hospital for clinical depression. Now, again, I am not making fun of his condition. That is not the goal here. Right? But in all sincerity, in all reality, oh, that would help, wouldn't it? In all sincerity, in all reality, if he's this sick, if he's got these many issues that he's had going on for a while now, what is he doing in the Senate? What is he doing? Do we care more now about not even the country, really? Do we care more about party? Do we care more about making sure our guy is in there? Are we for real? Really, really asinine. That's part of what I'm going to say. So he checked himself in for Clinton. Now again, I am sorry. I do know some people that chronically suffer from depression. And I get it. I'm sorry they do. I mean this sincerely. I'm sorry they do. But, you know, again, in all reality, you knew he was sick when you voted for him. Fetterman's health has been the forefront since he suffered a stroke in 2022. Pennsylvania Democrat was hospitalized for several days last week before checking himself in again. Now, Dr. Mark Siegel told Fox News Digital that a study of strokes in 2016 reports that one out of every three strokes over a period of time results in depression. And I can only imagine what the frustration is. Right here, I mean, he doesn't look like he's a bodybuilder or anything, but he looks like a pretty rugged guy, or that he was a pretty rugged guy. Probably used to, you know, being out there doing things, doing whatever. And all of a sudden you have a stroke, you can see him struggling just to get his thoughts together. Right? I mean, think about it. So, but we think about this stuff. We think it's much greater than the stroke symptoms themselves can be masked as you can think it's a stroke when it actually is depression. According to Dr. Siegel, the anxiety that you feel after a stroke can turn into depression easily. You may not be as easily, it might be hard for them to diagnose you depending on your personality. The number one issue at this point is brain chemistry. The changes after a stroke are tremendous. They can interfere with all kinds of things. Dopamine that actually puts you in a better mood, all of a sudden are blocked. But again, this poor guy, they knew he was sick. Joe Messina, your host. Maybe Alfonso Zoe can talk me off the mountain. Be back in a few minutes.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Well, I'm back. I don't know about you guys. We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And, you know, that's the only way we win is if you guys get informed before you engage. I have talked to so many people over the last few days that want to get more, I don't know how to put this. They feel like they're already informed, and they want to engage. And they send me stuff, and you go, no, that's not how it works. That's not how this particular process works. Get familiar with the process. If you're going to go after something, you know, abortion or whatever it is, make sure you really have the information. And not just from the hardcore right-wing sites. Check out the different sites. See how it's being approached. The information that they're using to get what they want and get what they need. Right? I think they call it research. Won't kill you. Anyway. Alfonso Rachel joins me like he does every week. I always appreciate his time with me. He's the host of the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft, the Zopian Den, and I promise it's going to come back, soulfoodradio.net. How we doing, Zo?
Ah, man. Well, you know, despite what's going on, you know, with things exploding and, you know, big gas clouds and high prices, and I'm doing fine, man. I'm doing great.
Well, listen, somebody said this week, you know, and I just waited for you to throw it at you, is they go, hey, Messina, how's that God thing working for you now that we've got, you know, UFOs coming to the planet? Just because Joey B doesn't know what they are doesn't mean they're UFOs. Okay, let's just
are these UFOs coming from Illinois?
Yeah, right. Oh God! But it is kind of, you know, you and I talk about this kind of stuff all the time. But it is kind of funny that people think that if this UFO or if somehow it's proven that these things are UFOs, that the Christian, the religious community, not just Christians, as a whole, fall apart. You go, really?
Well, dang it, folks, listen. Of course there are such things as UFOs. All right, yeah, it's a UFO. Does it mean that it's an alien from another world? No, it's a UFO. It's an unidentified flying object. You don't know what it is. That's what a UFO is. Now, yeah. I mean, when you want to be technical about it, if there's something in your airspace and you don't know, and it's like, you know, unregistered or anything like that, and you can't figure out what it is, it's an unidentified flying object. It doesn't mean it came from another planet.
No, I agree with you, but they don't. They look at this as, oh my God, there's proof that there's life somewhere else. You know, I mean, why don't we send some libs there to check it out? I think that'd be a great idea, don't you?
Well, they're already pretty spaced out, man. They're in space cadet mode all the time. How's it we're going to have these telescopes, man, that these deep field telescopes that can basically see a net on a tauntaun's behind if there was, you know, one, and they still haven't discovered any sort of life out there? And yeah, I'm fascinated by that stuff. Really, it's like life on other planets, yes, but there's no evidence of it. I mean, we got deep field telescopes looking out there. You ain't found nothing, you know?
Yep. Well, here's something I said to one guy, you know, who's a devout atheist. And I said, so let me see if I got this right. I mean, I know you think I'm the idiot for believing in a God, but here's the deal. You're telling me that a species or whatever that can traverse the universe, galaxy after galaxy, okay, with the kind of technology, can't hide themselves from us? I mean, help me. I barely made it out of high school, so I need some help here. And
ain't no starship with these gas prices. Ain't no starship going on in light years to get there. Biden's damage reach of economy and energy sources is that far reaching. He's astronomically messed things up. Even space travel from other planets is like, dang, man, can't y'all get rid of Biden?
You know, and again, I love the fact that he comes out and goes, hey, you know, these things we're shooting down, yeah, we don't know what they are. Okay. You can't pick them up off the ground and look at them? I'm kind of confused here.
Yeah. Seriously. We didn't retrieve those, but, I mean, I guess a judge. Well, now, wait a minute. Because last I heard about that balloon, I remember the news was that China wanted that balloon back.
Yep.
It's like the audacity. Is that China? But here's the weird thing, Joe. In Illinois, there's a balloon club in Illinois. And all the news, from what I understand, all the news is running with it that balloon came from Illinois. Their balloon club is where they're saying that came from. But am I missing something? Didn't China say that they wanted their balloon back?
Yeah, right. Well, first it wasn't theirs. Then it was a private balloon, weather balloon or something along those lines, right? Mm-hmm. And it wasn't spy related. And then when people started picking up parts and pieces and realizing that those antennas were high intensity antennas that could pick up all kinds of transmissions, all of a sudden now they want it back. And you're going, oh, okay, there you go, okay.
This is a distraction strategy, if ever, man. We know that they're trying to take our focus off of something. And,
no question. What I think it's a laptop or something, isn't it?
You know what? I don't even know if it's that, man. Because, I mean, what's happened on the laptop And hardly anybody who's voted for Biden seems to care. It's okay. He smokes crack. He has prostitutes. They're child porn.
I know. It's amazing.
They can do it out in the open, man. They don't care.
Isn't it funny? So they were all upset that Trump may have had sex or was accused of having sex with Russian hookers, right? But I guess Russian hookers and Joe Biden's family are just so well ingrained with each other, it didn't really mean anything.
Yeah.
Come on. Really?
Those double standards, man. How does that saying go? If they didn't have double standards, they wouldn't have
any standards. Yeah, you're right. Hey, so this weekend, the Super Bowl. Oh, I'm not a sports guy. So
really quick. Before we cut to that, are they talking about the prostitutes that peed on Trump? That Trump wanted to pee on him?
Yeah.
They're going back to that again? So and that was totally fun.
It's like, you know, he's got some real perverse things, too. Well, that was all disproven. All of it was disproven, right?
Yeah.
But right? Hunter Biden, there's the pictures right there.
Yes.
One is hearsay. One is, I got pictures of him smoking crack with a naked Russian hooker in the room.
Yeah, and they should have no problem with that. I mean, they got Chelsea Handel out there, who's a big star. She's got footage of one of her friends peeing on her face while she's swimming in the water. So, you know, they hypocrites.
No comment.
They need to quit.
Chelsea Handler, who has been handled quite a bit herself, might I say.
Ooh, oh.
just saying. Perfect last name for her. So, there we go. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry.
Anyway, the football game. I bet you were proud as all heck that they did the Black National Anthem on the football game. They did it first, mind you. And
oh, my goodness.
I got so much to say. Hold on. We got to go for a break. When we come back, I want to have some real fun with this because it's so ridiculous. Jump with TV Pals. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has been ordered to testify by a federal judge about January 6th. A grand jury is probing the events that led to the deadly riot. An envelope with a suspicious powder was sent to Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. The DA's office was not evacuated and no one was injured. The postmark came from Orlando, Florida. President Biden says the United States does not seek conflict with Iran, but will strike forcefully to protect our people. It was in response to a suspected Iranian drone that hit a U.S. installation in Syria on Thursday, killing a U.S. contractor. More March Madness on this Friday evening. The top overall seed in the NCAA men's basketball tournament, Alabama, is out. They lose in the Sweet 16 to San Diego State, 71-64. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Let me just bring him on. I'm having too much fun with him. Alfonso Rachel joins me. We lovingly refer to as Zoe. And so, Zoe, we were talking about that great football game. I couldn't even tell you. You know the funny thing about this? I can't even tell you what teams were playing.
Yeah.
God. I'm sure that makes me less of a man or something, but. right?
I don't need football to be a man.
So, but they opened up with the Black National Anthem.
Okay.
And I'm like. And they beat up, well, who was it, Carrie Lake? Because she wouldn't stand for it. Now, when I say they, you know who I mean by they, you know, CNN and those people. And I'm sitting there going, first and foremost, the only time national anthems, different national anthems are played is usually, I think it's Olympics and those kind of things, when that whatever team's nation wins, they play that one first. So that kind of thing. But there is no Black nation, is there? Did I miss something in history or geography or something?
Well, yeah, there is. I mean, the Bible calls out the Black nation by name. I mean, yeah, biblically, yes, there's a Black nation.
You can't do that God thing on the show.
God takes precedence. God takes precedence.
You can't use the Bible on one thing and not use it on another. Come on, man. Anyway, go ahead.
But the way that it's being applied and perverted today is something totally different. It's not something that God intended. As we basically build this prideful national movement of the Black nation, that's just something totally different. But all that aside, with this so-called Black national anthem that they have, which is totally ungodly, but you got this Black national anthem, and then you have Rihanna, Little Miss MC Scratch and Sniff, giving a salute of her own.
I know there.
What's up with that? It's like, you want to have, like I was saying earlier in one of my studies, man, it's like pride is the one thing, it's one thing that you will, the irony of pride is that you will sacrifice your dignity for it, right? She an undignified, trashy witch. You're going to have, you want this pride and you want this esteem of having a Black national anthem. And then you're going to throw out this trash for the NFL halftime show in front of people's kids, going to grab her crotch. And then we know the rest from there.
Yeah.
So it's like, wow, this is what you guys, And this is all systemic, Joe. This is all systemic. This is basically to stoke a race war. The whole purpose of it is to get particularly Republican voters to despise black people. They're like, why are we supposed to respect these people? They're just totally disrespectful and trashy acting people. Why are we being forced to respect them? And then they're going to be like, see, you're racist. You have no respect for black people. It's not that. Their character, this character that they're stoked into doing, it's not in their DNA, but they're choosing to do this, and they're being suckered into doing this, and they're going along with it, and you expect us to respect this. And this is called, this is the gaslighting, Joe. This is systemic. They're making this happen.
Now for the record, if that was a white person doing that, I mean, the dance stuff and all that, it'd be the same thing. You'd be going, no. This is not something I want to see, you know, my kid. This is supposed to be entertaining, right?
If it was a white person, but see...
Well, it was entertaining a lot of demons that were hanging out inside of her, but other than that, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, but see, the thing that is, Joe, is that this is engineered every Super Bowl. So if, as far as I can recall, these recent Super Bowls have always been black acts, and they go out and they do something controversial.
You know, that's funny you should say that. I don't watch the Super Bowl a lot, but the more I kind of like think about it, roll around in my head. Yeah, the acts are always pretty much black. And the first biggie was, what's her name, the Jackson girl, Janet?
Yep, right? Yeah, set the stage for it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she had a wardrobe malfunction, but mm-hmm. not like, whatever. Anyway, I won't even go there. I'll be nice. So again, though, it's really interesting, and if you think about some of the things that went down that day, right? So the big deal was that we had two black quarterbacks, and what was the lady on The View says, see, it shows that we can have black quarterbacks, like it was the first time that a black quarterback played the Super Bowl, okay? I mean, it's like, ladies, just go away, all right? The View.
Yeah, this is how racist this is, the View, who think that they're so woke and enlightened. They just want to make such a big deal. You have the liberal and the Afrocentric narrative. The first black person to do, I'm sick of hearing that because you know what all they're saying is? This is what it really comes down to. You're the first black person to do something that a white person already did.
That's a good point.
That's the insult, Joe. That's the insult. Ah, congratulations, black person. You finally made it. And they give power to the very institution of white people, the Democrat Party, who made it legal to oppress black people and keep them down and from achieving anything. They do that, and then they want to celebrate because they let a black person do something. And black people support the Democrat Party who kept them down.
And still do, man.
This is Twilight Zone stuff, Joe.
You have to vote for us because the Republicans have put you back in chains, and we're going to keep you free by giving you as much money as you need. You don't have to work at all. We'll just give you money. Not a problem.
The irony, man.
They don't see it as the irony. That's the big part of it. I'm sitting there going, come on.
Yeah, so, they did it.
And I was joking with you before, but not really a joke, but I'm saying, all right, so here's two black quarterbacks. One of them, I think, I can't swear both of them did, but one of them took a knee before he went out there, and he prayed over the game, and nobody said a word. No dust up. Why? You really going to go after a black guy that's praying? Oh, yeah, that'll work out well. How do you back up the whole BLM movement at that point? You can't do it.
Well, I mean, I don't know, man, because I don't know if that goes, because you got these liberals that are definitely going to, they go after Clarence Thomas.
Yeah.
You know, Clarence Thomas is a man of faith.
Yeah, but wait a minute. He's only a Supreme Court justice. He's a football player, man. That's a whole different Mount Olympus for these people. You know what I'm saying?
Right? Okay. I mean,
come on, you and I both know Christian guys that skip church on Sunday to go to the Super Bowl or to make sure they get home in time to watch the Super Bowl. Hey, honey, you can't go to church today. I need me some sandwiches for the game this afternoon, right? I mean, you know that's what's happening. But anyhow... I remember my old pastor, when they'd have church on Super Bowl Sunday, he would get all the church business. He said, I got to do this first because you guys are all going to chug out of here for the game, even in the middle of the teaching, so let's get this stuff out of the way. And I would lock the doors and made him stay. Anyhow, but, you know, I don't know if you saw it or if you've been watching this, and I haven't been watching it close, this whole He Gets Us, that Jesus campaign. Running ads all over the place. They're spending money. But let's ignore what's in the ads or what they're all about. What I'm why loving
they,
about
they
this more
what's
than
in the
anything
Bible.
Was that?
I said, why not? They ignored what's in the Bible, but I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know, right? So, but AOC, she is all over the place. She is triggered. Remember when, you know, Jesus would show up on the scene and all the demon-possessed people was Dr. Shiver and Shay, right? They start having, like, little epileptic fits and throwing themselves on the ground and all that stuff. Anyway, bear that in mind as I say, AOC is losing her mind over the fact that these Jesus commercials are going up and they're all over the place. And she's screaming that Jesus would never spend $100 million on a TV ad during a football game. It's like he would use that money to feed people. You know, he wouldn't need the money to feed people. He'd hold up a few fish, he'd pray, and 5,000 are going to be overfull. You know, part of that story that people forget, when he feeds the 5,000, remember at the very end, what's he say? He sends them out to pick up, to clean up, basically, right? Pick up the remnants. Go clean up. So he didn't just feed 5,000. He overfed 5,000. And there was stuff left over. I mean,
yes.
And that's where I think that's where a lot of people like kind of miss the miracle. They don't really pay attention to all the details. But yeah, they're going out of their minds. You got the people, the view. I mean, you got all these hardcore left-leaning people screaming about these kind of ads that shouldn't be on. No, it's good. We'd rather have, what do you want? You want twerking ads with drag queen? What if it was a drag queen Jesus? That would probably have been okay with that, huh?
Oh, totally. Yeah, you can spend all the money you want as far as that goes. And if, yeah, they're going to do something perverted like that, again, and especially in Jesus' name, they'd be all for it. And this right here, in terms of like what Jesus would spend his money on, well, I mean, he's kind of proven that he didn't. When Jesus needed to use money, he used money. If he told somebody, hey, man, I need you to go get that coin out of that fish's mouth, you're going to use the money, go ahead and do it. And Jesus knew that the bread and stuff was going to cost money, too. You know, because they said, hey,
he
man,
didn't
we don't
steal
have
anything, right?
He didn't steal anything. Nope. So, but, yeah, we should go in depth on this and give a little school for what AOC is talking
about. This stuff makes me, it's kind of like, their hypocrisy shines when they do stuff like this. Remember, you and I always joke that they're so self-unaware. They don't get it. But, you know, here they are screaming, and they spend like $1 billion on stuff that makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. You know? Anyhow, okay, got a lot more to talk about on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the GCN Network.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
As you know, there's all kinds of rumors going on, all kinds of news reports that these balloons were all over the place during Trump's reign, if you would, and that he was told about. He was told about them too, and there, you know, was it the Buttercheeks or one of those guys that said that. That Trump never caught that whole Chinese, spy ballooning thing. And yet, after they said all of that, now they're telling us, well, they weren't Chinese spy balloons. So which was it? Did Trump miss the spy balloon thing? Or are they spy balloons to begin with? So, I'm so confused. I don't even know what to do now.
You're not the one that's confused, man. They are. They... Yeah. Yeah, the ones that don't know, you know, bitter from sweet, light from dark, you know, good from evil, man from trans, those people, yeah.
it really doesn't stop. And I think what it is that I think that if they think if they could overwhelm you with all this craziness, right, you're going to pick and choose and probably buy into most of it. I can't think of any other reason for them to be doing this, right?
Dad, you're on to it. You know what's up. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, again, just amazing. All right, so let's have fun. Let's have fun with a couple of these. You heard that, and again, I'm telling people, I don't wish any ill on this guy. So don't be sending me emails telling me, well, it's really bad that you did that. But you heard that John Fetterman had put himself in for, what's he having? He's having a deep depression, which is sometimes common when you have a stroke. But I'm saying, you know, my God, this guy's been sick from day one. Right? What are you doing? And why would you do this to somebody? You did it to Joey Biden. You're doing it to, you know, Maxine Waters. I give you a whole list of those people that are on the cusp of mental insanity on that side of the world there. But we bring them in. We vote for
them. Oh, sure. Well, I mean, and a lot of that is because, one, with Republican voters, and just the Republican Party has done such a horrible job with promoting conservatism and branding what the values are. I mean, making a brand of it. Liberalism is a brand. This is what they're able to market with. That's why they can have somebody like Joe Biden as president. Joe Biden is everything that they hate. White, they claim to hate anyway. White, old, rich, but he's who they're about because he represents liberalism. Now, conservatives, we know this. We don't sell. For the most part, conservatives don't sell conservatism. And that's why you can have somebody like Fetterman become their office holder. Because we didn't offer something more interesting. We offered Dr. Oz, you know?
Oh, come on. Everybody loves the Wizard of Oz.
As a politician, though, it's like, dude, at what point? I know the Wizard of Oz, right? Yeah, he really is like the man behind the curtain, man. It's like, but it's like, really, though, out of nowhere, you decide that you're going to run for office and you're Muslim and you want to run as a Republican and you've been on Oprah, you're like Oprah's best friend and stuff like that. For what did you run as a Republican? You know?
Well, look, there's a perfect example of Oprah loved him. She was gooing all over him. Wonderful man. Done so much for people. Just constantly talking up about him. And then when he decides to run, all of a sudden he's the worst thing since gout. You know, I mean, seriously. And it just shows you, is she lying on the front end? Or is she lying on the back end of that mindset? You see what I mean?
Well, she loved Trump, too. But Trump came out as a Republican. Hates him. Same thing with Oz.
Well, yeah. We could have a field day with this. You know, Trump was held in high esteem with Jesse Jackson. I wonder if that was before or after he played around with his mistress. Then you had Al Sharpton again before or after he owed the IRS $4 million. I mean, we go down the whole list of everybody in the black community that loved Donald Trump. As a matter of fact, you know, people don't know it, but he's known for being, I think he hired the first black female superintendent of a high-rise construction project in New York City. Now, he didn't hire her, as he always says. He didn't make a big deal out of it. Somebody else did. He's like, I hired the best person for the job. I had X amount of applicants. She was the best person for the job. I don't understand what the big deal is. I mean, I believe that about him. I'm sorry, but I do. He's just like, whatever. I mean, the man goes into his own hotels. He doesn't go in the front door. He goes through the back door. He goes through the kitchen. He talks to everybody going through the kitchen. And you know what I'm saying? So I'm not trying to make him out to be a saint, but he's not that snot-nosed rich guy that you see on the left so much.
Right. While they're accusing other people of it, it's them.
Yeah. Look, Hillary Clinton, I talked to the Secret Service agent that served during Billy Bob Clinton's tenure there, and the rule was she didn't want to see anybody in uniform. So if she was coming down the hall, these guys ducked into the alley, so to speak, until she got past them. She didn't want to be bothered by them, she didn't want to be talked to by them, and she didn't want to see them. How do you get any more evil than that?
Man. Well, she's showing that there's a... Don't be surprised at how low they can see.
Anyway, I really do find this stuff hilarious. And somebody was beating up AOC saying, really, you think Jesus would spend hundreds of million dollars on tearing babies apart? I was like, yeah, okay.
Quack. Sock it to me.
I was good with that one. I thought that was great. Anyway.
But she's got this full-on Judas attitude, man. It's like Judas was the same way. It's like looking at somebody else's property and saying what they could have done with that money, as if Judas is more righteous than Jesus. And even Jesus is like, look, man, back off, dude. Number one, this ain't your property. And what she's doing ain't wrong. And by the way, man, you're stealing from the treasury anyway while pretending that you care about the poor and the hungry. He might as well have been talking to AOC. He was talking to Democrats. You guys claim like you care about the poor. You're stealing from the poor and everybody else. And you guys can't seem to get your mind off of other people's money and what they're doing with it. It's my money. I spend it however I want. It ain't none of your business.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I love talking to people about this, and I know you already know this, but I said, look, Jesus was not poor. You don't have a treasury if you ain't got no money.
Right?
You don't need a money box, right?
Mm.
I mean, go into the money box, go down and get me a donkey or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Go down and get food for me. I mean, it's not like if you ain't got no money, you can't do that.
Yep.
So I get a big kick out of some of these people who, you know, well, Jesus had no money, we shouldn't worship money. Well, nobody's really worshiping money, but you can't get a room at the inn for the boys. You can't have your Last Supper without any money.
That's right. And Jesus can pull money out of anywhere. Jesus be like, hey, man, go grab me a fish, man, and grab some money out of its mouth.
It's like, yeah, right?
No. Pull money from anywhere, man.
Yeah, no, you're right. But again, like I said, it's the narrative that they're pushing out there. It's still Black History Month, and so I did a story the other day about I did it from the school board meeting. I did a story about how John Quincy Adams, the son, spent 17 years fighting to get rid of slavery, and when he finished his term as president, he actually went back and ran for Congress, and the reason he ran for Congress was he couldn't get any movement in slavery as president. So he figured, I go into Congress and I'm just going to pump it out there. And he fought 17 years. And they finally called him the hellhound of slavery. And they passed a resolution saying you can no longer talk about slavery on the floor of the Congress. And they tried locking him out. And he got in and he just kept doing it. Anyway, long and short it was, his last 2 years, he actually died on the floor of Congress. The last 2 years as congressman, he had an intern. Or not an intern. He had somebody that he grew close with and explained to him the whole thing. It was Abraham Lincoln. And 15 years after Quincy Adams dies, Lincoln becomes president. And the first thing he does is go after freeing the slaves, so to speak.
Yeah.
And you just don't know who you're gonna have influence over. You just don't know.
Yeah, yeah. And you know the sad part of it is, Joe. The sad part is that you got a lot of Republicans today who don't believe that Lincoln cared about freeing slaves and just thought that he was a tyrant who enacted Northern aggression against the South. And a lot of Republicans think that. It's really, really sad. They'll lean on things like Lincoln didn't care about, freeing the slaves. He said his only objective, his paramount objective, was to only preserve the Union. If he could do it without freeing slaves, he would do so. Lincoln made that statement as a press release. And the reason why he did that is because he was a genius. He was a political genius. As president, he was in these campaigns and making in the abolition campaigns and making the Democrats make the argument for him, because the Democrats of his day were saying Lincoln is going to wage a war to end slavery, and his Stephen Douglas said, I'm going to drag it out of you, man. I know what you're trying to do. You want a war to abolish slavery. Lincoln's first political statement was, the first chance I get to free slavery, I'm going to hit it, and I'm going to hit it hard. That's his first political statement. That's what he meant. But, you let people tell us today, it's like he didn't care about freeing slaves. It's not true.
Not true. No. And again, you're right. They cherry-pick like they do with Jefferson and so many others. All right, real quick, we're out of time. Tell people where they get that great music of yours and learn more about you.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and hopefully you can check out my music project, Sledge X.
Ooh, it's about the serpent. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.